His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory from noon Saturday until 8 p.m. on Sunday. Heat index values reaching 95 on Saturday and close to 102 on Sunday. This is for our entire tri-state region. Hot temperatures and high humidity can cause heat-related illnesses if precautions are not taken. We'll have the full details of our forecast coming up in just a few moments. The town of Northeast has contracted with the village of Villerton for police services. It signed a one-year contract on Thursday for the Villerton Police Department to continue protecting Northeast residents. That decision followed a year of both public debate on whether the Villerton Police Department should exist at all. The village board has not yet signed the contract, but plans to do so at its meeting on Monday, July 25th, according to village clerk and treasurer Kelly Kilmer. The village is on the second version of a local law to possibly abolish the Villerton Police Department. If it does, Dutchess County Sheriff's Office would be hired to protect Villerton. Acting Dutchess County Sheriff Kirk Imperiali attended a special workshop in March discussing how it would serve the village if hired to do the job. Dr. Felicia Kiesing, Bard College's David and Rosalie Distinguished Professor of Science, Mathematics, and Computing, has been selected as winner of the 2022 International Cosmos Prize by Expo 90 Foundation, receiving a certificate of merit, medallion, and monetary prize of 40 million yen, about $290,000, at the awards ceremony, which will be held in Japan on November 9th. Kiesing will also give commemorative lecture, participate in a symposium held in her honor, and have an audience with the Emperor and Empress of Japan. In North Canaan, the state is proposing cuts in parking spaces, reacting to an email from state officials proposing to reduce the number of parking spaces on either side of crosswalks. The Board of Selectmen in North Canaan decided to request a meeting to review those plans that would affect the center of town along Route 7 and 44. The plan to reduce parking was discussed at the regular meeting of the Board of Selectmen. Under the plan's provisions, 20 linear feet along the curb would be designated as no parking on either side of a crosswalk. One area of particular concern, the selectmen is along the curb in front of Roma's Pizza. First Selectman Charles Parati and Christian Allen plan to meet with state officials to learn more about the plan and discuss the details. The Congregational Church of Salisbury is welcoming David Baranowski as its music director, succeeding Dr. Samuel Lloyd Calcham, who's been transitional music director for 2 years and is departing to focus on his passions for composing and teaching, in addition to guiding the church's music programs, leading the choir, and providing music and worship services. David will continue the tradition as offering meeting house music and meditations on the first Friday of every month between 12 and 12:30. He lives in Danbury with his wife Jennifer and their son Vincent. Wanda Houston is at Noble Horizons today, offering an outdoor performance with her band HBH at 7 p.m. Houston will be joined by members of the band, percussionist Jay Bradley and keyboardist Scott Heth. Guests are welcome to bring their own chairs and blankets or request a table reservation. RSVP at Noble Horizons .org or call 860-435-9851. The grounds will open at 6:30. The concert takes place rain or shine. Now, the Musicians Tag Sale is put on hold. The Musicians Tag Sale in North Canaan for this Saturday has been postponed until Saturday, August 20th. More information at the Music Lab at 860-671-7996. In Cornwall, the Rummage Sale happens on Saturday from 9 till 2, on Sunday from 11 till 2, and on Monday it's Fill a Bag Day, which begins at 9 a.m. and runs till noon. The Salisbury Artisans Group has their market at the White Hart Inn on Saturday from 10 to 4. 15 vendors will be participating. Sheffield Historical Society on Main Street is welcoming you to visit their presentation, a free bird-themed open house on Saturday from 11 till 2. Ken Chopp will host a discussion on South County birds, Sharon Audubon birds of prey, and a tour of their historic buildings. A craft fair, snacks, and drinks will also be available. Now, the village of Millerton proposed local law C of 2022. A public hearing regarding that proposed law will be held on July 25th at 6 p.m. at the Village Hall, located on North Elm Avenue. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. That's where you will find a regular menu, also a tapas menu, and you can also get dinner specials nightly. Interlakeninn.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram as well. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,036.90, the NASDAQ at 12,059.61, and the S&P 500 at 3998.95. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.